Welcome to Humanize Health Systems by Rahul Karbanda, and you are tuned into Fit Habit. I'm your host, Rahul, and you are listening to a podcast for health, fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. What to do during self-quarantine and how to manage food and nutrition. This episode and series is specially on demand from Amrapali Group of Institutes, and I'll be taking you through four tips on managing your food and nutrition. Now, we all know that our country is taking stronger measures to contain the spread of COVID-19. Self-quarantine and the temporary closing of businesses has affected normal food-related practices. Healthy individuals as well as those showing acute respiratory disease symptoms are being requested to stay at home. Now, I want to tell you that good nutrition is crucial for health, particularly in times when the immune system might need to fight back. Limited access to fresh foods may compromise opportunities to continue eating a healthy and varied diet. It can also potentially lead to an increased consumption of highly processed foods, which tend to be high in fat, sugar, and salt. Now, even with few and limited ingredients, one can continue eating a diet that supports good health. For optimal health, it is also important to remain physically active. Now, are you doing all these things? If not, then let me give you a few tips. So here are the tips by World Health Organization which you can follow. Number one, make a plan. Take only what you need. Multiple cases of overpurchasing have been observed throughout the country. Panic buying behavior may have negative consequences, such as an increase in food prices, overconsumption of food, and an unequal distribution of products. It is therefore important to consider your own needs as well as those of the others. Assess what you already have at home and plan your intake. You might feel the need to purchase large amount of food, but make sure to consider and utilize what is already in your pantry as well as foods with shorter shelf life. This way, you can avoid food waste and allow others to assess the food they need, right? Now, second point which you need to take care is be strategic about the use of ingredients and prioritize fresh products. Use fresh ingredients and those that have shorter shelf life first. If fresh products, especially fruits, vegetables, and reduced fat dairy products continue to be available, prioritize these over non-perishables. Frozen fruits and vegetables can also conveniently be used over long periods of time and often have a similar nutrient profile to fresh foods. To avoid food waste, you may consider freezing any leftovers for another meal. Number three, take advantage of food delivery options. Although home-cooked food meals should be prioritized, some cities have rather advanced delivery systems for ingredients and ready meals, and many businesses are now starting to offer this service. Some solutions include contactless options where no human interaction is required, thus supporting self-quarantine and isolation measures. So these should be prioritized, particularly from reliable businesses following strict food hygiene requirements. Another point which I want to bring to your notice is to consume enough fiber. Now, fiber contributes to a healthy digestive system and offers a prolonged feeling of fullness, which helps prevent overeating. So to ensure an adequate fiber intake, aim to include vegetables, fruits, pulses, and whole grain foods in all meals. Now let me tell you what whole grain food includes. These include oats, brown pasta and rice, quinoa, whole wheat bread, and now rather than consuming refined grain fruits such as white pasta, rice, and white bread, go for whole grain foods. That will be better for your overall health. So if you follow the above tips, I'm sure you will be able to better manage your food and nutrition needs. And my goal is to help you live better life today than tomorrow. And I will wait for your queries through the message box of Amrapali Group of Institutes and will try to address it in the next episode of this series. Keep safe, take better care of yourself, and do subscribe for more such amazing episodes on Humanize Health Systems by Rahul Karbanda. And you were tuned into Fit Habit. Thanks for listening to me. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.